Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're in the right place. It is 18 February 2015. You are in such a good place today if you're at the Power Hour, because we're going to be talking truth today about what happened in Libya. I don't have the Moriartys with me today, but I have the next best thing, and that is the information from them regarding what happened in Libya. Remember the 21 people that were beheaded? I got the inside story. And I appreciate very, very much their sending it to me. It will be in the email blast, and I will get it to the news section also a little bit later. But it is nice to hear the truth. You know, there is a ring of truth to things. I don't know if you've noticed this or not. I don't know whether it's a gut feeling. I don't know whether it's a heart feeling, a head feeling. But you start to say, that's the truth. And I'm so appreciative of the people who have put their reputation, life, heart, head, whatever, on the line for telling the truth. And the Moriartys are one of them. And I am just so appreciative of them. So we will get to what the real deal is on Libya. I'll spend some time on that. Also, joining us today, Dr. Millar on lithium orotate. Because it has helped so many people. I would be remiss if I did not tell you about lithium orotate. And then joining us is Austin Green on State of Mind. It's about mind control. Oh my, is it good. And I really welcome him to the show because of the incredible depth that they bring to the floor on the subject of mind control. I learned so very much. I mean, that's not unusual for me to learn, but I really had kind of focused on mind control a lot for quite a while in learning about it, and now, wow, it is so good. Well, some things have happened and come true like I said they were going to come true, which kind of scares me because I think, oh dear, how did I know that? It was kind of creepy. I told you something that was going to take place, and sure enough, it did. Well, I'll tell you about that a little bit later. The British accent is back on TV, and everything that is crucial, whether it's Ukraine or MH370 or whatever, they've always got a British accent telling you about it, so you'll believe it more. And I think CNN should change their name, and I've decided that it should be IIN, and I'll tell you what the IIN is a little bit later. Joe Biden gets creepy. Well, that's the headline on Drudge Report, but guess what? He got creepy a long time ago. It didn't just happen, I can assure you. And the war is on with ISIS, or is it? Even CNN today said, is there a war? Really? Is there a war? I got to bring you up to speed with some amazing things that I watched in the new IIN that I must share with you because you are going to be able to see through what's happening as much as I. And it almost makes you feel good. Now, also I want to say thanks to Alex for having me on his show on Monday, and I got some emails from you saying, well, don't you know who Alex really is? Really? So I'm going to address in the last part of the third hour the interview with Alex and this issue of who Alex really is. And I think it's time we bring it to the table. And so I am going to share with you my thoughts on this. Now, I realize this is a risky thing in doing this. But you know what? It needs to be done. This is a subject that needs to be discussed. We're going to be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. Got lots of news today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Joyce Riley and the Power Hour. Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. I want to talk about the things that I've been seeing on television, been hearing that kind of are a red flag for me. And I'm going to run through these first before I get to the headlines in the news. We do have a lot of it, and it is good information to have, believe me. Watching the television, and I said that CNN should now have their name changed to IIN, the ISIS informational network, ISIS indoctrination network. Fill in the words that you think it should be, but they have turned into the ISIS indoctrination network, IIN. They want you to believe, and they are telling you over and over again, well, then this happened and that happened, and these people are this and they're that, and they are just educating you one step at a time to where you cannot believe anything other than what they're telling you. Well, that is, unless you are like a Power Hour listener, a GCN listener, and you know that you're being lied to. They're saying now that the ISIS or ISIL, now remember the president always calls it ISIL. Now, is that because ISIS is headquartered in Arizona? Is that because ISIS is a United States corporation? Could be. So he calls it ISIL. But be that as it may, they're saying now that ISIS, they're just terrorists in Islamic clothing. They're just bad guys in Islamic clothing. So they're debating, are they Islamic or not? And they're saying that, well, one gentleman, Graham Wood, who writes for The Atlantic, he's a contributing editor for The Atlantic, said, well, I've interviewed ISIS. And there are things that they won't tell you, like where the next attack is. Oh, really? Are you kidding me? They won't tell you that? But he said, they'll tell you all about their beliefs, how much they are Islamic. And they go through all of their beliefs. And by the way, they're saying that their beliefs are all about Armageddon. Really, Armageddon. And just to know a little bit about that, supposedly, it's about apocalypse for the Islamic people. They say, and this is according to Graham Wood, this is what ISIS told him, because obviously they come out of hiding, I guess, for Graham Wood in The Atlantic. Really? All we know about ISIS is that they wander aimlessly back and forth across a deserted area of the desert with this black flag. All dressed up, face covered, 110 degrees heat, with this black flag. And they're saying that these guys really are, like they say, terrorists in Islamic clothing, comprised of psychopaths, and that the armies of Rome in this apocalypse will meet the armies of Islam. They will eventually fight their way to Jerusalem in a town. They're going to meet in Davik, Syria, with the prophet Jesus, who will return and take Islam to victory. That's their story, and they're sticking to it. Now, that's what Graham Wood says they told him. Well, I think that's kind of a new twist to the story, if you ask me. And, of course, they're using YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter to do all their recruiting. But most other people are psychopaths and really aren't online, but that doesn't bother them any. That's still their story. And they say that Christian Identity is moving into this group of psychopaths. Really? Now, remember, Christian Identity was a hot-button word that the Southern Poverty Law Center used in the United States. Those are people that supposedly believe that only white people are good people and everybody else should be done away with. Well, or something like that. And so they would label anybody who they didn't like as Christian Identity. That's the Southern Poverty Law Center. I got labeled as that. Everybody did. Because that was a hot-button word, kind of like militia. Well, now they're using that hot-button word for the bad guys in ISIS. And so Chris Cuomo on CNN asks, is there really a war? And I thought, whoa, finally, are we going to hear some truth here? Is there really a war going on? In other words, is this Wag the Dog? Are they creating a war for your convenience and consumption? And then they bring out, and I don't know why they dropped this into the picture of everything that they were talking about, but they said, and we've now found a picture of Mr. al-Baghdadi. He was at Guantanamo in 2004. And they let him go. Because they didn't know he was a bad guy? Or was he ever really there? Or is this a real story? Or is al-Baghdadi even a real guy? So anyway, because of all of this confusion, of which they can't make any sense out of it, they had a terrorist extremism conference in Washington yesterday, today, beginning of this conference. And you know what tells me that they really don't have any answers is there's supposed to be 60 countries that are involved in this. Do you realize how expensive this is? 60 countries. Then they talked about all the people from the United States that are going to be invited from different locales, communities, city, state governments. There's going to be a lot of people at the White House. This could be a lot of money. But what tells me this is a joke is when Biden, they announce, started off with a round table. Have any of you ever seen anything come out of a roundtable talk? I mean, seriously. You get 60 different ideas of what should be done if there's 60 people there. If there's 120 people there, you get 120 ideas of what needs to be done. And nothing's ever, I've never seen a round table that works. Reminds me of the BOGSAT, you know, the acronym that the military uses. BOGSAT, bunch of guys sitting around a table. Probably should be, I think Renee would like this, a bunch of white guys sitting around a table. Bunch of old white guys sitting around a table. And so they're all going to come together and figure out what the answer is. Really? No, they're coming to get their checks, if you will. Just like the Egyptian president. What just happened to be at the White House the day the 21 guys got beheaded. What a coincidence. And then wasn't the French guy at the White House? No, it wasn't France. One of the other terrorist things that happened. It seems like within 6 hours, their leader is always at the White House getting their check. Well, that's my own editorial comment. This thing is so convoluted now, no one can follow it. And they're dropping all these names. And they're dropping the names of the perpetrators, alleged perpetrators of what happened in France. You know, I'm going to do me a little kind of questionnaire, and ask people what they think of Mr. al-Baghdadi. And I'm going to see if anybody even knows who he is, other than people that listen to the Power Hour today when I go out. You know, the news is so convoluted, doesn't make any sense. You know, I heard Jane Curtin say regarding the 40th anniversary of Saturday Night Live, you know, I used to be the only blonde woman giving phony news. And now they're on every newscast. And that's so true. So true. And I have to say, I have been very patient with myself and not saying anything about the newscasters or the info babes on TV. I have not talked about their having 3 inches of cleavage and their skirts up mid-thigh, really mid-thigh. I've been very, very professional on that, but I've got to say it, though. Because, I mean, even though I showed a lot of restraint, they're half naked on TV, and it's winter. Don't these girls have any modesty whatsoever? I mean, there's no sleeves, cleavage showing, skirt up. You know, it's cold outside, but do they care? No. And Fox is the worst. Anyway, I just had to say it. And then, of course, the question is anti-Semitism on the rise in Europe? Now, you notice they never answer the question, but they'll have some British person saying it so that it sounds really like it's true. And they don't have to say the answer. You fill in the blank yourself. Is anti-Semitism on the rise in Europe? Yes, anti-Semitism is on the rise in Europe. And then, here's the story that I told you. I said 21 people getting beheaded didn't really get the people's attention. I would dare to say most people don't know that happened. Guess what? The story is on Drudge Report that I read this morning. Remember what I said. What is it going to take? 44 the next time to do it? No, I missed it by one. It's 45. ISIS burned 45 to death in Iraq. Now that scares me because it sounds like I challenged them to do that. Well, guess what? I said, what is it going to take? 44 people to get people's attention next? Are they going to double it? No, they went to 45. Headline, ISIS burns 45 to death in Iraq. And now they're bringing in the Peshmerga and the Azizis and how we've got to go and save the world. We, the United States, covert, fraudulent government, must go save the world so they can have their resources. And they mentioned a town that is going to get attacked, they said, by ISIS. They're close to it. And they said there's a lot of American oil workers there. Really, I thought that was Iraq's oil, and Iraq had that territory in Erbil. Oh, no. There's American military protecting them there, and they might get attacked by ISIS. When we come back, let's talk about what's happening in Libya. Stay tuned. We'll be back. 4 minute break. This is Joyce Riley. Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of life in this country, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is, get prepared and get prepared now. My Patriot Supply has the deal to get you started. Call 1-800-274-3070 today to get a 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10, including free shipping. Especially in an emergency situation, you don't want to rely on the government for anything. Having an emergency food supply is an important first step to making sure you'll never surrender to FEMA's control. Call 1-800-274-3070 to get your emergency food supply for only $10, including free shipping. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there's a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call 1-800-274-3070 today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Forgive my editorial comments, but sometimes, you know, when you consume all this information, and you do it because, literally, I want to be able to give it back to you in some sense of something you can understand, it's really almost non-understandable. I mean, seriously. Let me give you a few of the headlines on ISIS, and then we'll get to what's happening in Libya. In the battle against ISIS, U.S. reverts to not counting civilian casualties. Really? Could that be because there's not really a war going on? I mean, that's what I have to ask. The U.S. ambassador to Iraq said U.S. and coalition strikes have killed 6,000 ISIS fighters. That no civilians could be among that figure strikes observers and even military officials as all but impossible, particularly since they have now done 2,300 strikes, delivering 8,200 missiles. Man, are we killing or what? We should have been able to make a dent in a war somewhere, don't you think? I wonder how many missiles and bombs were used in World War II. 2,300 airstrikes, delivering 8,200 missiles. Not only does it reinforce the view that the lives of ordinary Iraqis and Syrians do not matter, it flies in the face of military's own recommendations. Why are we there in the first place? Why are we in Iraq? There's bad guys there. Why are we in Afghanistan? There's bad guys there. Why are we in Pakistan? There's got to be bad guys there. Listeners, it's all about killing. Now, are you not fed up with a country that could do nothing but kill? We have no resources. Well, we have resources, but we ship them off to other countries to have them made into things for us. What are we doing making a living? This country is making a living out of selling weapons and arms to other countries to defend against what we're eventually going to be doing by sending in bad guys. And I'll show you that in just a second. But 8,200 missiles, should we not have done something by now other than watch ISIS get bigger and stronger and have more black flags to carry aimlessly across deserted desert areas? ISIS plans to invade Europe now through Libya. Oh, now I get it. Now I get why Libya had the problem the other day that we're going to talk about. ISIS plans to conquer Europe via Libya has now been revealed in letters sent by an anti-terrorism group. Owing to its perfect location on the continental doorstep, the terrorists plan to ferry fighters from North Africa across the Mediterranean. Oh, the story plot line thickens, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here. That's from RT, Russia Today. The plans, analyzed by anti-terrorism British think tank Quillam. See, we don't even use American think tanks anymore. We need the British ones. Outline a strategy to illegally ferry fighters across the sea from Libya into southern Europe, into ports such as Italy's southernmost island of Lampedusa, less than 300 miles away. They got the information in advance. Wonder how they did that. You think it probably came from the CIA? And Obama now, are you ready for this? Is going to give jihadists the ability to order airstrikes. The Obama administration is preparing to equip the so-called moderate Syrian rebels with the ability to order U.S. airstrikes despite the group's admitted allegiance to the Islamic State. Members of the Free Syrian Army will be provided with radios to call in strikes. You know, this is like, is your head starting to twist? I mean, are you starting to like almost get seizure-like from listening to this? Let me say this again. Obama is going to give the jihadists the ability to order airstrikes. Yep, you heard it right. Despite the group's alleged allegiance to the Islamic State, members of the Free Syrian Army will be provided with radios to call in strikes from American B-1B bombers, as well as pickup trucks, those from America, by the way, with mounted machine guns, as the president puts the final touches on plans to train as many as 3,000 rebels in Jordan and Turkey by the end of 2015. Are you thoroughly, like, confused and thinking you're living in some kind of la-la land, like somebody's laced your coffee this morning with something and you can't think straight? This is crazy. They're going to call in airstrikes. I don't know. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, trying to stay sane during the meantime. I mean, it's just like crazy. You watch this and you think, no, he didn't just say that. You know, like the, you know, bringing in of the Christian Identity members in ISIS. Oh, really? Are you not having a little bit of a trouble finding some way to get at the people? I mean, the idea that we're not going to count the civilian casualties with ISIS because, it makes a sound, makes a story worse. I just cannot understand why Obama wants to give jihadists the ability to order airstrikes. Really? Why don't you just hand it over to everybody in the Middle East and just let them do airstrikes and you can just kill them all and start all over again? Oops, I don't want to give them any ideas. And now they say that when it comes to ISIS, Obama is utterly clueless. No, he is not clueless. He is doing exactly what he is supposed to be doing. All right, let's talk about what happened in Libya. And I do thank the Moriartys for giving me this. I wish I could have them on the show, but listen to this. They said, the other day, ISIS in Libya filmed the ruthless killing of 21 Egyptian Christians. Remember the Coptic Christians? Who and what is ISIS has been reported by many different sources, and the shocking conclusion has to be that ISIS is a faction of the U.S. intelligence agency, CIA. The ISIS head office is in Arizona, home state of Senator John McCain, who conveniently shows up in Libya, Syria, Ukraine, and other places supporting the so-called rebels who are well-known radical Islamic psychopaths like Al-Qaeda, ISIS, LIFG, Muslim Brotherhood, Ansar al-Sharia, and others. Now, this horrific video was created to manifest an agenda. An agenda that would eventually cause the U.S. and other Western countries to have an excuse to come and take control of Libya. That's why it occurred in Libya, ladies and gentlemen. The 21 Egyptian Christians that were supposedly poor workers that came from other places that were just trying to have a job, and they were killed. Poor, uneducated people. Well, it's probably true. Now, did this really occur? Well, anyway, this was the plan in 2011, but it failed by massive proportions because the Zionists were under the rule that they could control the Islamic radical Islamist that they had joined hands with to control Libya. Let me say that again. That was the plan in 2011. To eventually cause the U.S. and other Western countries to have an excuse to come and take control of Libya. Because the Zionists were under the illusion that they could control the radical Islamist and that they had joined hands, with to control Libya. And anyone who believes that you can arm and fund psychopathic killers and hope that they will behave like sane people are crazy. So the dirty game with Libya continues only with a new twist now. We're going to fight the psychopaths now instead of arming them. The video has a number of discrepancies. First, the orange jumpsuits are Western, she says. There are no such clothes in Libya like that, and how they got there and how they were issued to those captives is a conundrum. Second, the voice speaking English on the video has a Mexican accent. How does a Mexican get to Libya, and why was he speaking on the video? Now remember, the Moriartys used to live in Libya and know lots of people there that they gain their information from almost nearly every day. Next, the taping of the video. One must consider that ISIS is made up of mostly poor, uneducated people who are easily brainwashed by other radical psychopaths. The case in being, the Libyan tribes tell Joanne Moriarty, that there are no ISIS members that would know how to set up a video, how to get equipment, how to use it, and would not know how to publish it if they did it. Remember, the video was taped in HD. Even more technical knowledge is needed there. The tribes would, however, agree that these ISIS psychopaths do have handlers, and their handlers are very smart. Now, in from eyes on the ground in Libya, today, the tribes brought forth the information that this video was filmed at Matiga Air Base in Tripoli. Matiga is the old, wheelless U.S. air base in Tripoli. Wow. I have written much about Matiga and its current controller, Abduakim Belhaj. Belhaj is a well-known psychopath, Al-Qaeda leader, founder of LIFG, a radical Islamist, a murderer, a liar. Along with being the most hated man in Libya, he is now attempting to turn himself into a chameleon and make himself the leader of Libya by hiring a Western public relations firm to make him appear more moderate and reasonable. Will never happen. There is not enough soap in the world to wash the blood off his hands. And also, the tribes state that these prisoners were drugged for some weeks and were drugged on the day they were killed. Apparently, the film crew came from outside. And why are we not surprised? She says, we have seen in the past beheading videos and how these horrific deeds were done, and they were most likely photoshopped. This is something to consider in this video. There are some sites that show the proof. I will provide a couple of links, which she does here, and you can see that at thepowerhour.com or in the email blast. The shame of this entire mess falls directly on the shoulders of Clinton and Obama. The entire catastrophe in Libya was caused by the West by a false flag event in 2011. There was no revolution in Libya, period. Do not believe the tripe that was put out by the mass media. She says, I was there. I was at Green Square in Tripoli on July 1st, 2011, when 2 million Libyans came to support their government. This event was never reported, as were thousands of other events. Instead, the phony Green Square that was built as a movie set in Qatar was used to show the world the Libyans hated their government, and it was all lies. And second, and this is a very big point, Gaddafi was not in charge of the Libyan government. He had stepped away from the government in 2006 when Condoleezza Rice signed the treaty with Libya. You have to understand the semantics here. The Libyans had a government that led the country and the military. The government was made up of two bodies, the People's Congress, made up of elected officials, and the General Secretariat of the tribes, representatives of all the tribes. They were led by a prime minister named Baghdadi Mahmoudi. The Libyans referred to Gaddafi as their leader, but not in the sense that he led the government. He was their spiritual leader. In fact, he did not control the military or the government. All right, those are some of the facts up to a certain point. Now, I'm going to continue Friday with more of this information. And I'll tell you what, she has a whole different idea of what happened because she's getting it from people on the ground there. So my thanks to you, to the Moriartys, for the excellent work that you are doing. I cannot thank you enough for spending the time to write this up and let us all read it and know what it's all about. We need a breath of truth, and it feels so good. Doesn't that make you feel like that's the truth? It fits, doesn't it? All right, let me get back to the news. Stocks are in a holding pattern with all eyes now as to whether the ECB will pull Greek liquidity. First, it was said no. Well, now there's much confusion. When they went into a buying frenzy on the news that Greece would submit a request for a six-month loan extension, believing this means that Greece has caved and will agree to a bailout program extension as well. Well, nothing could have been further from the truth, as they explained in the first moments after the headline struck, and also Reuters validated moments ago when it said Greece will submit a request to the Eurozone on Wednesday to extend a loan government for up to 6 months. But EU paymaster Germany says no such deal is on. Athens must stick to the terms of its existing international bailout. Beijing's mayor declares the city to be unlivable due to life-choking smog. Speaks for itself. Unlivable, ladies and gentlemen, in Beijing, China. Also, the U.S. expects to quadruple, are you ready for this, when you thought it couldn't get any stupider, CNS News reports, the U.S. is going to quadruple the number of Syrian refugees brought here. Why? Because we can't get enough violence going here at home, so we'll just bring them in from the outside. Are you kidding me? Seriously, you're going to bring in and quadruple the number of Syrians? I mean, are you trying to create terrorism? Well, I would say this goes in the book, How to Bring Terrorism to the United States, wouldn't you? So says the IIN, formerly CNN in my estimation. IIN, the ISIS Indoctrination Network. And did you hear about the Breitbart reporter? A former Breitbart reporter is receiving death threats now. Max Slavo says that he's receiving death threats over revealing Obama's fake past. And he asked the question, have you ever seen a photo of a pregnant Michelle Obama? Former Breitbart reporter and founder of GotNews.com, Charles Johnson, claims he has never before seen information that answers to why no one has seen the photos of pregnant Michelle, or why Obama's family photos are fakes. why his birth certificate is anything but authentic, but says he was born in Hawaii, not Kenya. But serious death threats so far are keeping Johnson quiet. Now, this guy Johnson says, well, everybody keeps telling me, oh, just print the stuff, get it out there. He says, yeah, what happened to Breitbart? Remember? He died while jogging, allegedly. And he's asking a lot of questions that make you wonder, and makes those people wonder, I think, who never questioned Obama. You know, his law license, all that kind of stuff. So hopefully there's going to be, he says he may release it on March 1st. I'll tell you what, it would be better to anonymously release it, get it out there, then nobody knows where it comes from. Well, except for the CIA or whoever's listening. I think that's fascinating, absolutely fascinating. But he does say that Obama was born in Hawaii. And he says, get off that issue because that's not the real issue. And I tend to agree with that. Cops did a no-knock raid and stomped the necks of the people, destroyed their home, all to find a broken pot pipe. The men allege that an officer asked them, how are you able to pay the rent on such an expensive home? Seemingly the only explanation as to why these men were targeted. It's getting pretty ugly. That comes from the Free State Project. Have you heard about the new Wi-Fi Barbie? Yeah, buddy. Records children's conversations. Could be a target for hackers, says experts. Mirror Online says grown-up technology recording your conversations is one thing, but putting it in the hands of a child is another. Well, toy maker Mattel has partnered with a San Francisco startup called Toy Talk to develop Hello Barbie, an internet-connected version of the popular doll that'll strike up a real conversation with your little tykes. Oh, danger, ladies and gentlemen. Remember that. Hello, Barbie. We'll have a conversation with your children. And where will that conversation go? Not good. U.S. waste disposal in Afghanistan, unused incinerators and open-air burn pits. They have found serious mechanical problems with the costly incinerators. One operating base received them from the contractor 2 years late, requiring $1 million in repairs. The inspectors also found the incinerators were too expensive to use. Some cost $1 million a year to operate, so they're not using them, and they're using burn pits. And we've known that for a long time. We've reported that here at the Power Hour because that's one of the reasons why so many of the veterans are getting sick. They live next to those burn pits. They burn body parts. They burn computers. They burn vehicles. They burn anything they can burn. And then they cover it up and go to the next pit. And forget hacking. The CIA accuses Russia of manipulating the world's weather. The old pot calling kettle black thing. America appears to have found something else to blame the Russians for. Or the North Koreans. The weather. As the Daily Mail reports, CIA chiefs fear hostile nations are trying to manipulate the world's weather. Seriously? So-called geoengineering techniques range from cloud seeding, in which chemicals are sprayed by planes that trigger rainfall, to shooting mirrors into space to reflect the sunlight and cool the earth. Bad Russia. Bad Ruskies, right? United States, white hat, pure as the driven snow. Holder, Eric Holder, gives a 90-day ultimatum to bring financial crisis cases against bankers. Whoa, that's like to say, okay, for 90 days you can turn in any murderer, and then after that, the murderers are free. As Bloomberg reports, Attorney General Eric Holder says he's asked U.S. attorneys involved in residential mortgage-backed security cases to report in 90 days on whether or not they can develop cases against individuals. You think that's going to happen? Operation Choke Point is worse than we thought. Operation Choke Point, according to Zero Hedge, is an initiative of the DOJ Department of Justice that was announced in 2013, which investigates bank interactions with certain businesses believed to be at a higher risk for fraud and money laundering. Can you say all banks? When first disclosed, it was heavily criticized for bypassing due process, with critics warning that it's a thinly veiled ideological attack on industries that Obama administration doesn't like, such as gun sellers and precious metal dealers. However, as Mike Maloney explains, it is far worse than that. It violates the most fundamental principles of the rule of law and accountable, transparent government. You attack whom you want to attack. That's their motto. 72-year-old man is facing 10 years in prison for an unloaded 18th-century antique pistol. 72-year-old retired schoolteacher Golden Van Glider, currently facing up to a decade in prison because he was caught with an unloaded antique flintlock pistol from the mid-1700s in his car. Found during a unrelated traffic routine stop. His attorney notes that Van Glider is facing the same felony charge as if he had a loaded .44 Magnum. What are they thinking? We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Ryle.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hey there, Guns80.com continues to surprise us with low prices and high-quality Ghost AR-15 rifle kits. At Guns80.com, Ghost AR-15 kits are an even better idea than buying at gun shows or through private parties, because the Ghost AR-15 kits at Guns80.com require no background checks, no registration. They don't even have serial numbers. That's what I call privacy. Go to Guns80.com to order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, no hassles, ship direct. Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
It is 50 minutes after the hour. I want to talk about the American Sniper for just in a few minutes after the top of the hour, because I think that is something I probably should have dealt with in the past and I didn't. But let me go back to the news here. Oh, by the way, if you want to see or hear when I was on the Alex Jones show the other day. It's in the email blast, and it's at the Power Hour News section. Thank you to Catherine for capturing that. And that's included in that, so you can check that out. Go to thepowerhour.com, sign up for the email blast. It's free. And I am going to address that in the third hour, probably at the 50-minute segment, 50 after. I'm going to talk about being on the Alex Jones Show. And, of course, the comments that I got from many of you on, don't you know who Alex really is? And I'm going to address that. I think it needs to be addressed. J.P. Morgan tops the list of risky banks, U.S. government study says. And guess which one is the riskiest? It looks like J.P. Morgan, Chase & Company. Yep. You can check that out at the Power Hour News section. New York Fed reports student loan debt piles up. Now at $1.16 trillion. Hey, let's just go give away more college educations free since we have so much money, right? They can't pay for the ones they've got. Recent Academy of Sciences report on climate change was partially funded by the CIA. No more needs to be said. Who rules West Virginia? Lawmakers want to weaken clean water protections 1 year after toxic spill ruined the drinking water for 300,000. And you heard what happened just the other day. Another catastrophe. But this time they say, oh, no problem with the water. 300,000 are without power in the South. And the grocery shelves are empty. Did you know this? Off the Grid News is reporting more than 300,000 are without power. After Winter Storm Octavia coated areas with ice and dumped 18 inches of snow in one Kentucky town. Electricity was out for 153,000 there. Georgia, 82,000. South Carolina, 39,000. Not good. Grocery stores and shelves empty. That means you need to have at least a couple or 3 weeks' supply of food. And you know what? Go to powerprepper.com and get Numana Storable Foods. Please do that. Numana Storable Foods. They are the best non-GMO foods, I think, that are out there. And they are so good. All you do is add water. And that's what you want at times like that because you don't have a lot of stuff. You're going to have a lot of stuff going on anyway. Homeland Security stockpiling billions of dollars of experimental vaccines. Do we need to hear this? Do we want to hear this? Absolutely not. It appropriated $5.6 billion to the Department of Homeland Security for the purchase of the next generation countermeasures against anthrax and smallpox. Ladies and gentlemen, they didn't appropriate that money so that they could give only a few people vaccines. They appropriated that money because they're going to give it to everybody mandatorily. Be careful. Go to Sherry Tenpenny's website, the Vaccination News. I cannot remember what it is. Vaccine Research Library. Vaccine Research Library. Unbelievably good information there. Or NVIC. Go to the NVIC.org website and find out how you can have your voice heard. $5.6 billion to the Department of Homeland Security. Anthrax, are you kidding me? We don't have a problem with anthrax. Ooh, not yet. And statin drug scandal. Cholesterol-lowering drug researchers start backtracking on how safe they are. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break. I want to talk about the American Sniper and why I think there's more of a story there. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Joyce Riley.